People, welcome to the Movie Spoilers edition of our Thanksgiving show. Seeing how this is the Thursday show that goes up, it is the official Thanksgiving show. I can smell that turkey already in there. Wait a minute. Okay, well, whatever that's supposed to be, I think I might have burnt this shit, but people, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 138. I'm the phenomenal one, and wait for it. Nope, there's no Cody today. Cody's out on vacation, if you will. No, he's out visiting old relatives, you know, fucking chicks in hallways, you know, the usual, how he spends his Thanksgiving weeks. But enough about Cody and hallways. You can hear that on other fine podcasts on moviesportspodcast.com, of course. What I want to tell people is Black Friday is near. Like, by the time you hear this, tomorrow near. So, why don't you head on over to moviesportspodcast.com and click on some of our Amazon banners or whatever to get your online shopping needs, because I don't know about you guys, but I don't plan on doing a goddamn thing this Black Friday. I plan on just sitting my ass in bed and with the click of a button on my iPad, ordering online, which, by the way, I've already done that today, actually, so I'm pretty much done with Christmas shopping. No more spending the goddamn money now, because shit, you women is expensive. But that's neither here nor there. Like always, we have an action, I have an action-packed episode for you, like always. Got a couple of questions, not gonna read them all, because, you know, some of them, it just takes two to tango, and it takes two to read questions on Movie Spoilers. So, I'm gonna pick about five or six to read off. We got some box office talk. See how that Mockingjay is doing. That Mockingjay probably kicking some ass out there. We got some Blu-ray releases, of course. Cody's Blu-rays of the week. I know he's listening somewhere, so he's proud to listen to this. He's gonna go spend all of his hard-earned money on these Blu-rays here, Steelbook editions, no doubt. And then, of course, we have trailer talk with Horrible Bosses 2. Also, we got a couple of movies coming out as well. You've seen how it is the Thanksgiving week, which you get movies come out on that Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, and that Friday. But I could be wrong, could be right. You never know. That's what good old Google is for, and that's what the Movie Spoilers Podcast is all about. Looking up shit on Google, because we don't know a damn thing on this site. No facts are given. You ever heard of the term, no fucks are given? No facts are given here. So why don't we go ahead and delve into the questions here. Or actually, you know what I should tell people? I want to thank people out there, the listeners, all the spoiling bastards indeed, because I'm your spoiling host, the phenomenal one, once again. I want to tell all the listeners out here, thank you for tuning into your weekly podcasts on this site. Obviously, we can't keep going without you, but, you know, it's better that you're here for us to keep going. Because I don't know if some of the other hosts on here would even go if you wasn't there to listen, you know? And I'd feel a little discouraged, and you don't want to make P1 sad, do you? Well, you probably do, because I'm an evil bastard, so you probably want to do everything you can to fuck me over. I want to thank people out there for tuning in to both recaps, Gotham and Walking Dead season finale, Throwback Tuesday of always, Tron Legacy. It was a good one. What else will we have here? Oh, obviously, The Darkness. No thanks to CJ's Black Ass. 50th episode, 1 year anniversary show. And then, of course, those lovely reviews that are going to come out this week with, you know, obviously Horrible Bosses and more. And then obviously listening to this great podcast of Movie Spoilers here, edition by myself, the Thanksgiving show. So why don't we go ahead and delve into some questions here before we get into some more ass-kissing of the website. First question we got here comes from Ariana. This comes from last week's Movie Spoilers episode. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, what are some Thanksgiving traditions you guys may get involved with? I'm glad you asked that, Ariana. That is a very good question. Because my answer to that is I don't do a goddamn thing on Thanksgiving except sit and be lazy. That's what I do. I don't do shit. The only thing I'm going to be doing is uploading this podcast. I've already seen the movies I need to see, so uploading podcasts, is, I'll probably go I'll go check out the family, you know, probably take the, since I guess I'm engaged now, I guess I gotta go see her family now. I don't want to do that. I gotta go see her family, go check out my family, come back home, sit down, play some Assassin's Creed Unity. I mean, my Thanksgiving traditions usually is just go to mom's house, go to my old room, have my Xbox there, and then play some games. Because this is a AAA title release season, and time to play games. Meanwhile, you know, obviously brother's in town too. He lives in San Diego, so, you know, we're playing games. If I'm not mistaken, last year we played Halo 4 together while everybody was in there talking and shit like that. Because, you know, I don't really have that much family out here. They're all over the world. Family here and there, from Chewbacca Town to fucking London to Puerto Rico to Alaska's too cold for Negroes. Where do white people gather at around? I don't know. Maryland. There we go. So yeah, I don't do a damn thing. I don't have any traditions. We just eat and play games and look at the sky and look how it's turn blue. This year I plan on drink a lot. Well, this year I bought some new wine bottles, so I'm probably gonna open those up. And I pretty much done all my Christmas shopping, so yeah, I don't have really shit to do. So Ariana, tell us, what is your Thanksgiving tradition? What do you get involved with? Spending time with the family? Do you rape some Indians here and there? Cut corn with Sammy from the recap? You know, I mean, what do you do? I'm curious to hear about that now. Curious to hear about all of your Thanksgiving day traditions and stuff like that. Mind you, people, after I get done with questions here, I'm gonna get back into a throwback, if you will. Throwback to the original movie spoilers, you know. I'm gonna have a little intermission time, per se, to, you know, bring up some upcoming shows. It's getting to that end of the year, so, you know, I want to start promoting things now, you know. I want to start talking about some things, but I should have had that planned out, because I just came up with this on top of my head by, like, 30 minutes ago, so. Judson Baudin. That is a fucked up name to have. You people got some weird ass names on here. You can tell this brother's white. But anyway, he says, currently getting back into comics and was wondering, do you guys have a series that I should get into? Also, what is your favorite comic issue from your favorite superhero? Ah, which I'm currently reading right now. Hawkeye. I can't remember who actually wrote that. Yeah, actually, you know, I'm not even sure who's writing that right now. But Hawkeye, man, that book definitely is one of my favorite. I'm into issue 1 and 2 right now. I think there's a third one out right now. I'm finishing up 2. I think there's a third one out right now. I'm hearing good things about that one as well. So, yeah, Hawkeye is definitely an issue. And as far as my favorite superheroes, you know, I'll just pull the fucking book out. I know the art is by David... I'm gonna fuck this guy's name up, Aja or whatever and shit. But my favorite comic book, you kind of putting me on the spot right about now. My favorite comic book, okay, my favorite superhero is obviously Spider-Man. So, oh, and why don't I just go with the one that's on my wall right now in this big ass frame and shit like that? It's my favorite comic book, which I have on my wall. Actually, I have the cover of this comic book. Spider-Man, favorite superhero. The Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 122. Everybody knows that. That was the one where Gwen Stacy died, killed by the Green Goblin. And I know people are probably going like, holy shit, they made a movie out of that this year, right? And it fucking sucked. Yeah. that movie was fucking horrible and didn't capture anything of that book. But nonetheless, it is an adaptation, and a very poor adaptation at that. I mean, it was just handled weak and fucking... kind of a goddamn joke. It took me back to those Batman Forever and Robin days, to be honest, in this age of superheroes. But, yeah, man, I love that issue. I think Gwen Stacy is, without a doubt, one of the most iconic deaths in comic book history, to be honest. And that issue was just great itself. Came out in 1957, if I'm not mistaken. People, you can correct me on that. Which around that time was a great year for Spider-Man, so... Yeah, that Green Goblin killing Gwen Stacy, favorite comic book of my favorite superhero. So yeah, I know he has a great run. So I hear. I haven't really got involved into some of the Ultimate Spider-Man and stuff like that. I've mainly been going back on Spider-Man. I've been more into some of the Avenger characters that are coming into place now, and still into my X-Men, of course. But Stephanie Latour. She says, having a hard life at the moment with things constantly occurring and don't seem to be getting better. Oh, Stephanie. Stephanie, you can't come on Thanksgiving with this. What is wrong, girl? What is wrong? Let P1 cheer you up. Let me finish reading your question then. I'm sorry to hear this. Was planning on starting fresh and moving to L.A.? You can't start fresh in L.A. because I don't know if you know, but we're having a water drought where our air is pretty suck. Actually, Long Beach air is pretty nice. It's actually been considered one of the better airs of L.A. County area. So if you want to move out here, that's fine. Let's see. Homeless people and crackheads constantly walking the streets. Jobs are constantly fucking people over. Companies are... I see the signs out in downtown L.A. I see them all the goddamn time. This company fucked me over. Protest with me or something like that. So, you know... L.A. ain't fresh, unless you're going to Fresh and Easy, but you guys seem to handle stress pretty well. What's your secret? Also, do you think it's possible just to get up and leave everything to move to Los Angeles? Thanks again for answering my question, and keep on spoiling, guys. Well, of course, we are always going to keep on spoiling. I'm definitely spoiling today, like always, and what should I say? You know, we're moving pretty quickly here, well, at least I am, obviously. See, I don't think you can just get up and leave and move to LA. LA is pretty, talk on the business side of things, LA is pretty goddamn expensive. Unless you have a job already set up, you're making the right amount you need. If you kind of make making, I don't even know what minimum wage is, to be honest, in LA, I'm not gonna lie, people. Clearly I make more than that. But, if you're making minimum wage and stuff like that, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of things. Maybe you get a roommate or something like that. I don't know how you are with moving in with someone or you want to be on your own. I'm assuming, you need a fresh start, so you might want to move in with someone. You know, you're going to need a friendly person to get along with. No, I don't have any opening rooms available right now, so don't even ask me. As far as handling stress, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty fucking stressed out right about now. I mean, I'm not... stressed out to like where I'm crazy. I mean, I'm calm stressed, if anything. I have a lot going on my plate right now. A lot of projects. Clearly, you guys know the thing I'm working on with Fox. It's been riding up my ass and got tons of projects. Clearly, this site is another job of mine. So, you know, keeping that in post. And this, I don't know why. It's just been busy lately. Trying to get all these podcasts together. Because like we said, there's something up every day, and who do you think is the one putting that up there? Damn sure ain't Cody. So it's me. Actually, in trying to get this actually moving even more into full-time business, obviously Movie Spoilers is at a nice place where it's at, but you know, sites always can be better. And I'm really trying to push that right now. I had like a vision the other day. I was telling Wayne or something like that I can take this even further than where it needs to go if I put all my cards in the right basket. Excuse me, and then, fuck, as you can see, I'm tired now, we're recording this late, people, so, there's just a lot of things I got going on. Obviously, you guys already know I'm engaged, so, stuff for hanging out with the fiance and doing stuff, making sure she gets her quality time. She has to get some of the P1 right, too. I mean, I just can't share it all with you guys. I mean, I gotta have some left for her, and, I gotta give her all of that, if you get my drift, have that going on. Then clearly, personal stuff as well. I mean, so, I'm stressed out in that level, that I just have a lot on my plate at the moment. Clearly it's the holiday season too, and for some reason it always gets busy in here and shit like that. Then that's, most of my days are spent in theater sometimes. Oh, fuck. Ah, can't get that rid of that shit. I'm not stressed out on your level. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, Stephanie, but, but I handle it pretty well, I guess, because I just write it down, like a to-do list or whatever, my iPad, and I just check it off, go one by one. I guess more of my stress comes from, I don't feel like I've accomplished this in the position that it should be. So I'm a very highly motivated guy, and I like to have all my goals completed, if not, satisfied with something plus more. But, things don't always go your way, so... I'm sorry to hear that you're stressed. One thing I also do, I haven't done it about since the summer, actually, is once a month I go on a little daycation, if you will. I drive up to Mission Viejo, California, go to the Aries Hotel and Spa right there. That's right, I'm giving you guys a plug. Aries Hotel and Spa right in the middle of fucking nowhere. Got a hotel bar, restaurant in there and stuff like that. I bring my iPad, that's about it. Maybe my laptop. I did bring it last time I was there. And I just... relax. I drink, I eat, I go to the spa, get a massage, facial, all that good stuff, whatever and shit. I mean, I just pretty much I indulge and treat myself, you know. Haven't had time to do any of that lately with the recent projects I've been getting. I've even been indulging in some graphic design work, freelance and shit like that too. So, which I did last week. So, yeah, man, I got a lot of shit on my plate right now, but I usually do that stuff. Usually helps out a lot. You'd be surprised what a massage can do. And if you do move to LA, let me know. You know, we'll hang out. We'll go to, I don't know, a bar and get you fucked up or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I can get you in a Cody in a hallway or something like that. I'm sure that'll help you release some mind. Have you seen how pretty that nigga is? Come on now. But my next question here comes from Waylon Preston. And he says, seeing how you guys were fans of Attack on Titan, yes I am, what are your thoughts on the live-action film being made and the cast? Oh, fuck. Are you guys upset like the rest of the internet that half the cast are Asian and not the ethnicity they are from the show? Shit, I thought they were Asian in the show. I'm not going to lie. I mean, clearly Aaron looks kind of white. I'll give him that. But I just figured that was like the Japanese way of just Japanese white, you know, making them look like an expandable character. Here's a link to all the characters, and I'll click on it right now. You know, maybe you can buy some new things on this link here. I've seen these photos, though, and I gotta say they look pretty badass. Aaron, especially, I mean, the background, cinematography, and the work itself, you know, the little propellers they had where they was gliding around the city and shit like that look fucking amazing. So I don't know if this is true or not. It looks like, from what I was reading about it, it is true. This movie is happening. Budget on that's gonna be high as fuck, I'm assuming. But I don't know, we've done monster movies before, and obviously we're not even the ones doing it. It is if I'm not mistaken, it is a Japanese company, so, or Hong Kong China company, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember the details of it. Looks great. I hope it's done right. Personally, I hope that none of the characters are buffoonish and stupid. There's a lot to put in Attack on Titan. I mean, it was like, what, 20-something episodes, if I'm not mistaken, one season. And, you know, obviously CJ's read the book and stuff like that. There's a lot more details going to it. So I'm assuming they're just going to carry the story from the female Titan and just go with that. But, man, I'm curious to see how they do things here. And I'm very interested to see this. If I'm not mistaken, I'm hearing it's coming out next summer, 2015. Which I'm excited for. So we'll see how that goes, man. I'm just curious to see how they get this thing in fruition and get it working. So, and I got one more question I'm going to read off here from Amethyst Chaos. Talking about that Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, most boring film of the franchise, you ask me. She says, do you guys think that Katniss character is slowly turning into Bella, or is just the writing that makes it seem that way? I don't think she's becoming Bella by any means necessary. Bella is just... Well, then again, Katniss is pretty boring, too. I guess the thing that is separate them is that Jennifer Lawrence is just a better actress. I mean, what's that bitch name? Bella? Kristen Stewart. She's just a horrible actress. I mean, she's been horrible in everything she's pretty much been in, at least the things I've seen her in. I just think she's horrible. That is a good question now. Now that you got me thinking about that shit. I don't think it's necessarily Katniss, so I will agree with you on that one. I think it is the writing. They're trying to slowly put her into that format because it seemed like this character had a lot more meaning to go in the first two films, well, at least the first film, you know, with the death of Rue, volunteering for her sister. It seemed like this franchise is slowly forgetting what was the heart of it. And I think Woody Harrelson brought it up in this last film. The heart was, it's not that we're forcing Katniss to do this, it's like she chose to do these things on her own, which was volunteer for her sister. Which had a lot of heart and depth for it, too, because we never heard anyone volunteering themselves into the games to protect a loved one. And I thought that was really the heart and meat of the story there, and to come out that, no, it's about her finding herself in love with Peter or some shit like that. I'm just like, oh, okay. I guess I gotta keep remembering that these are young adult novels, so I don't think young adult novels should be dumbed down like this, just like we've been saying about animation for a long time. It shouldn't be dumbed down just for kids these days, but... Nonetheless, I don't think she's becoming Bella at all. I think it's just the writing and that it's attached to it and how they're making this character, which, by the way, it is not doing any Jennifer Lawrence any justice. It is not doing her justice at all. I think, personally, once the second one comes out, if they even talk about doing something else with it or something like that, which I will admit, this is Jennifer Lawrence's baby right here. I mean, this kind of made her career, if you will. This got her popularity up, if anything like that. I mean, and rightfully so. Her acting in it is good, except for, but I didn't really care for her acting in this part, to be honest. I thought it was bullshit. I guess she should defend this, like, you know, it is her baby and stuff. But I think once next year this is done, she should just move away from this genre, period. But that's just me. That's all the questions I'm going to read today. Like I said, I want to read some with Cody, leave some of those for next week's episode when we get to 39. Almost there to 140, people. The announcements I want to make. So, well, not even so much announcements, just thoughts I had on ideas, you know. We getting that best and worst of this year. Talked about it with Z on Throwback Tuesday. For me and Z, our best and worst of list is going to be the best and worst of Throwback Tuesday. Which, mind you, we're going to be doing a best and worst of me and Cody of the films of 2014 that is coming to a near you. We also have the 1 year anniversary show coming up. All of this is going to be delivered, you know. Then me and Z, Throwback Tuesday, the best and worst of Throwback Tuesday. We're doing the best and worst list 2014 of the movies we reviewed on Throwback Tuesday. Can't wait for that. That's exciting. The Hobbit review. That is like gold for me and CJ, I guess. So that's coming to a near you also as well. That's coming soon, matter of fact. I just saw, I'm seeing the movie this week, Thanksgiving week. So pumped up to see that, to make fun of it, nonetheless. Hopefully they bring back the darkness in that movie because that's the only thing that kept it going. What else? What other announcements I got on here? I was in talks with someone. 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know, granted, that movie doesn't come out till Valentine's Day, but a familiar face I was talking to on that one, and might be joining me for that review when that one comes in, so that should be something special. This person was supposed to join me on the Hunger Games review, but couldn't make it due to traveling issues, so obviously, mistakes there. Then there's the Throwback Tuesday Christmas special, which means December 1st, our polling of our movie picks are going to come up. You guys pick on the win, and we will definitely review that, just like we did for our Halloween special. It's going to be I haven't talked this one over with Z yet, but it'll probably be 10 movies, maybe. I don't know, maybe 5 for me, 5 from him. You guys pick some in the option section, obviously, and whatever, and whichever wins, obviously, we're going to review that movie for our Christmas show. What other announcements we got here? Obviously, we're getting into Oscar season. We're already in Oscar season, but we got big movies still ahead. Why don't you head on over to MoviesPostPodcast.com? Go over there to Fandango, purchase your tickets there. Obviously, it gives a kickback to the site, but also you get some free incentives with it that you may like indeed. Obviously, you can go to Amazon. Anything we've ever talked about this week on MoviesPostPodcast.com and on any podcast will be in the ad banner there, so you can purchase that item. Or if you're watching, which most likely be a lot of Blu-rays, whatever, you can Amazon stream it for about $1.99, $2.99, which, that's nothing. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming near you. December, I'm ready to get November over. December's going to be a huge month, especially the end of December. It's going to be a very huge month, and I can't wait for our Best and Worst of special. I've been working on that list, people, and I'm having a fucking hard time putting that list together. I really am, but like I said, we have a lot of things coming near you, and I just can't wait. Pumped up, you know. Oh, shit. What the hell is Idris doing here? Oh, I know why. It's time for that weekly box office. And I'm going to go ahead and get to the number 5 film. Damn, this movie will not go away. Gone, girl. Woo, gone, girl. $2.8 million is what it's brought in this past weekend. Man, this movie will not fucking go away. The budget on that was $61 million. Domestically, $156 million. Overseas, $170.9 million. Worldwide, $327 million. God damn. Just go away. Go on, girl. Just get out of here. Go. Number 4 film, which was number 1 last week, dropping to number 4 because nobody gave a fuck, but $13.8 million, but say differently. That is Dumb and Dumber 2. These fucking bastards. They're already talking about a Dumb and Dumber 3 of this shit. Budget on that, if I'm not mistaken, was $40 million. This made domestically $57.4 million. Overseas $13.3 million. Worldwide $70 million. Goddamn the fuck, man. Dumb and Dumber again, coming to a theater near you soon. Which I'm not looking forward to personally, because I fucking hated this movie. Number three was number three last week. So, Interstellar, bringing in $15.1 million on that. Man, damn. The budget on that was $165 million. Domestically, $120 million. Overseas, $329 million. Even worldwide, $449 million. Hey, slow to get in there. If next week's movie don't drop at the number five, then this movie should be fine. But I don't know. We got an animated film coming out. Got a sequel to a comedy that was loved by people. I don't know about this, Interstellar. Domestically, I don't think you're doing too okay. But you might break even. We'll see when later this comes in here. But the number two film. Number two is last week again. Brought in $20 million this week. That's Big Hero 6. That Marvel-Disney collaboration. Now this one's doing better than Interstellar, $165 million on the budget as well, but has over $135.7 million. Overseas $49.5 million. Worldwide $185.2 million. So both movies are doing good worldwide. Domestically, Big Hero 6 is doing better, with only being about less than $30 million away. So clearly, that movie should just be fucking fine. I mean, I see no problem with that making its budget back. And the number one film. Bring in $123 million. That girl is on fire. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1. I do not know the budget on this film, actually. I think the budget was somewhere around $200 million, if I'm not mistaken. But the budget was weird on this one because they kind of mixed it up between Part 1 and Part 2. So, worldwide, it's made over $275 million, because overseas it brought in $152 million. Over here, domestically, brought in $123 million. About $20 million less than what the first one brought in, the second one brought in, but yeah, I don't think they're really hurting about this film. I mean, it's the hit that they expected it to be, but studios, but I don't think Lionsgate give a fuck, because they don't really have too many hits. Oh, where the fuck did the Driss go? That son of a bitch just left us. I guess he knew that I was at number one and the box office was over. That was your weekly box office presented to you by Movie Spoilers, of course. I almost wanted to say I'm the phenomenal one once again. I don't know why. I must be in love with my own goddamn name, but clearly I am. But Mockingjay, yeah. I guess this. I don't remember how much the first one made, to be honest. But critically wise, yeah, this was probably the worst one. Obviously, it was a drop off. This one should have probably did more than the second one, I guess. But I guess not too many people really. I'm not gonna say not too many people. Too many people did go see this one. I guess like the predecessors of the book. Obviously, a lot of people think the third book is the worst book of the. And sure enough, the movie is not better than the first two as well. The second one was always my favorite book, and the movie was definitely good. Nothing memorable, but it was definitely good. So, we are moving things quick around this sumbitch. This sumbitch going quick. It is moving, baby. I'm ready to get into some fucking Cody's Blu-rays of the week, which is oddly going to be changed this week to P1's Blu-rays of the week, which I'm not all that excited about personally, but actually I am, because that first one comes to us, The 100-Foot Journey, Helen Mirren, which I did not see personally. I heard some okay things about it, 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have no interest in seeing it, personally. After seeing the trailer, I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm glad I didn't see this shit, to be honest. But, movie guy I know, he said it was alright. He said he had fine time, but then again, even that guy's questionable, because some of the movies he like, he's just like, I like blood and rated R, so. 50-year-old guy, too, by the way. Next movie, As Above, So Below. Ass is above, yo, so below. A movie which I found to be some bullshit. A literally movie where it takes you to hell. And don't show you a goddamn thing. Except a bitch running around with a camera. So this movie was a complete fuck you. It was a fuck it to the audience, fuck you to me personally. I know a lot of people seem to walk out and like, oh, that was interesting, whatever. Fuck your interesting thoughts then. Yeah, I hated this movie, actually. I thought it was pretty horrible. And it actually came up on my worst of list, but I was like, yeah, I'm sure I can think of something worse, so I'll take it off. But and the only movie, which I know Cody will be excited about, made his best of summer list this year. So, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I'm excited about that one. Can't wait to get it myself. I don't decide if it's better than the first one. I think it's just on par with the first one. I think they're both equally great movies, and if you watch them back to back, man, it just continues that story that we got from the first one. I think why people can go with the first one more, though, is just because they were shocked that movie was actually good, because the Planet of the Apes series itself was kind of shit, let's be real. So this new one is definitely invigorating or anything like that. So, and on its way to possibly being one of the best trilogies we have today, too, as well. Especially if this third one coming out in 2016 is any great as these two were. So, obviously, it's time to get into upcoming movies here. And we got a lot of them. I'll admit, we have a lot of upcoming movies. The only reason why we have a lot of upcoming movies, people, obviously, is because of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So, you know, we got some movies coming out on the 26th, obviously, and the 28th. The Imitation Game, Benedict Cumberbatch, limited release though, so I don't know if people want to see that. The Babadook is getting his release too. And then Before I Disappear. Now these are all limited release films, but I've heard great things about all three. I don't give a shit about either three neither personally, so I doubt I'll even go check these out unless I have free time and I want to go check them out, because I have not got a screen. I'm sure that The Imitation Game, they'll probably send me something in the mail for this one, because it is screener time, so I'm not really fan. Babadook, I could give two fucking shits about, I'm not gonna lie. I hear a lot of good things about it, but I'm not a horror guy at all, so I'm not gonna go out of my way to see a limited release horror film personally, but that's just me. We got them Penguins of Madagascar, which I do not like those Madagascar films, but the last one that came on, which I think was Madagascar 3, I did not see with Lena at the time. She saw it, loved it, but she was just like me on it. And I watched it at home when it came out, about like 2 months ago, well, not 2 months after we did the review, and I actually liked it a lot too. Very colorful, animated well, jokes hit on par. I was liking it. So Penguins of Madagascar, saw the trailer, and didn't interest my peak whatsoever. This shit looked like some Ice Age shit, but you never know. Maybe I'll be surprised by it, and then maybe I won't. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on it personally, but I don't know. I love animation, so it'll probably do something for me. It's very hard for me to give animation a fuck it. I can't remember. Oh, never mind, take that back. That Legend of Dorothy shit came out or whatever. I gave that a fuck it, so I take that back. And then we got our trailer talk, people. Our trailer talk. Our trailer talk today is Horrible Bosses 2, which, I'm not gonna lie to you, I saw this trailer once in a theater, and I was playing on my phone when it happened, so I had never seen this trailer fully, so this is my first time viewing it with you guys, so let me go ahead and play this bad boy here, and we can get into Horrible Bosses 2 and my thoughts on it.
Inspired three regular Joes to go into business for yourself.
Well, we were all working at pretty terrible jobs for some awful bosses, and we just thought, well, if we ever got a chance to be our own bosses, that we'd do things differently.
Yeah. We came up with the Shower Buddy.
I'm sorry, that name's not officially yet. I wanted the Shower Daddy.
Shower Daddy is worse on pretty much every level, so.
Why would your buddy be in the shower with you? Why would your dad?
I fucking hate Charlie Day. I really do. That dude is just fucking annoying.
100,000 units.
100,000 shower.
Ordered full and it is ready to be shipped.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to cancel that order.
Cancel?
We have our own new product, a Shower Pal.
It's a better name.
It is a better name.
What were we thinking? Who bets on themselves?
We need to find $500,000 to get us our company back.
I got it. Boom. Marker drop.
Kidnapping.
That's kidnapping.
With one more P it is. That's kidnapping.
Boy.
Is that a Sharpie?
I could give you a plan.
Oh great, Jamie Foxx is making his return back to theaters. Ah, cannot wait. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, people, I saw this movie already, so.
Where the kidnappers weren't incarcerated.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
9 to 5 is a
scooter. I know what 9 to 5 is. It's about the white woman with big ass titties.
That's the one.
What's happening?
I want to partner up on this thing.
The kidnapping is off.
No, it's on.
No, it's off.
Okay. I think I'll call the police.
This little one assaulted me.
What?
He's Fight Club himself. We got a Fight Club.
Jack Leibowitz. Is that an attorney?
Gotta be.
I'm gonna write that down.
We can contact him.
Do you have his contact info?
God, who keeps giving Charlie Day work? Shit, Jamie Foxx for that matter, too.
Share with us.
Just been getting together with the guys, chugging one after the other. Yeah.
He thinks it's an AA meeting.
So your sexual addiction, it's homosexual in nature.
My sex addiction. My sex addiction is, and then what did you say? Go with me
now. Now, I ain't gonna lie, that part was funny because Jason Bateman, just his delivery on shit is just hilarious, but, yeah, man, when this got announced, I was like, why the fuck is there a second? I wasn't crazy about the first one. I heard a lot of people talking about, oh, it's hilarious. I thought they had some chuckles there and there or whatever. But as far as the movie, matter of fact, the best thing about it was Colin Farrell, if I'm not mistaken. His boss was fucking awesome. I mean, he was funny as fuck, but I did not think it was one of the best. People were saying it was one of the best comedies they ever seen and shit like that. And it looks like, it looked like this shit's following that hangover syndrome. We're gonna keep, making sequels of shit because it was successful, and we're just gonna drive the same. I mean, clearly they didn't have the same plot, whatever, but we're gonna bring back these characters that serve no fucking purpose in here just because we were doing something here. But I don't know. You know what? Let me look it up right now. I'm looking it up right now, people. Wow! A whopping 11% on this film, so yeah. I'm not alone on this motherfucking thing. I didn't care for the movie that much, but that's just me, so we'll see what people think about it. I'm sure people are like, it's hilarious, because you fucking people just love all these retarded-ass comedies that come out. Dumb and Dumber 2, Grown Ups 2, Anchorman 2, that stupid bullshit. What was another comedy that came out this year? They're all with bullshit, to be honest. I mean, damn near comedy, like we said last week, is up there with horror. So, well, people, man, that's been a short show, man. See what happens when you're by yourself? It's short as fuck. Short, clean, nice, and phenomenal. Yeah, of course. People, like I said before, thank you for checking out all the shows of the week. Thank you for checking out the recap, the darkness, Throwback Tuesday, movie spoilers, the reviews and everything. We appreciate all the views and stuff that's coming in. The numbers are looking nice. I can't wait to provide you guys with the more content coming towards the end of the year. That is what you guys look for. I know it is. I know it is. I sell the numbers. But like I said, head on over to moviespoilerspodcast.com. Continue to keep visiting the site. Click on the ad links. Go to Fandango. Purchase your tickets. Keep on doing what you're doing. I appreciate your support and love and everything you've been giving us for the past about 3 years now or whatever. And I guess it's the re-edition the past year and a half now, so like that. So, yeah. This has been Movie Spoilers 138, episode 138. I'm your spoiling host, the phenomenal one. And I will check in with you spoiling bastards next week when Cody returns for episode 139. Later, bastards.